broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, 8:27.
Not too bad.
How can that happen?
Right off, we had Steve Stone here.
Stoney.
And Rocker.
We got Gabber. We got Jabbers.
We got the head basketball coach in Fort Recovery girls basketball program, Big. Coach Tyler Deitch in house. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Awesome, doing great. Buddy. Harold Feely across the way. Big Fee, how are you?
Awesome. Ready to go.
And the main man, the owner, the operator, Mr. Neil Spencer. How are you, Spencey?
I'm not too bad.
Did you make the trek to Beaver?
No, why would I go there?
Beaver?
Of course I was there.
What time did you get home?
1:30. 1:29.
Not bad.
Sister-in-law, 3:30.
Why?
I think they drank some beers.
Oh, okay.
They're in a bus, so I'd say.
Oh, yep.
Eek.
How was it? I didn't go. I didn't get back from Branson until like 6 o'clock. So how was Beaver?
I mean, the place?
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very. I mean, they were extremely accommodating. And the head coach said, we got there like right after 4:30. And the guy pulls up, opens the gates where we were supposed to go. And it's the head coach. And he says, there's a guy that I know really well that says he knows one of your announcers. And he said, so do you know Dusty Rutledge? And I said, man, that name's familiar. And it was whirling through my head and I couldn't come up with it. And then about 10 minutes later, it did. And then I saw him and I said, well, now I know.
Yeah.
So Dusty was at Parkway when he got the call from Rich Rodriguez to go be one of his assistants.
Right.
And so for some ridiculous reason, he left a $5,000 a year job to go to go work for Rich Rodriguez. So that's your cousin, right? Right.
Yeah, cousin.
That's what I told him. I said, I had to whirl it through my head 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But they are very good friends. He said, we text every day and talk to each other on the phone at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Good awesome. Guy. Their coach is a really good guy.
Yeah. So the Indians move on and we'll get a chance to talk more about the Indian football program and what an opportunity Friday night when we travel to Marion Local. But congrats to Coach Winning. Congrats to those kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
another big win.
Yeah, I mean, you just really a lot of fun.
It is. It's been, we kind of told Wes last week, he shot some energy in us right now.
Yeah.
This year's been exciting and we got the excitement back and they're fired up, I think. And
no doubt.
Never know.
No doubt. And somebody's going to beat Miriam.
Yep. Might as well be us.
I think this year they've had too many close calls. They can't keep dodging the bullet. But
I said that after two of them. All good things must come to an end.
Maybe.
Yep. 75 is a nice round number.
That's a beautiful number.
I thought 70 was the right number, but 75 is right.
Yep. That's enough.
I mean, we have nothing to lose.
No, absolutely.
They beat us 41-7 first time we played them.
Yep.
We couldn't play any worse.
Yep.
Yeah, they jumped on us right out of the gate. Got a not exactly a trick play, but not a regular play, and they got us. And then something else happened. They had two touchdowns in the first 6 minutes, I think.
Somehow we got to get to the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Still be in the game.
Yep.
Have a chance.
That's big. Yep. That'd be big.
I agree.
Every one of those kids has to play. And the best game they've ever
played. These are tremendous cashews.
Got some good shoes out
there. Fresh.
Yeah, I just picked them last
week. Did you?
No.
Got them.
No. I picked them out of a grocery store.
And we got meat and cheese from Wayne IGA, correct?
Yep. Wayne IGA. Yep.
Thank you very much, Miss Wayne IGA. God love her.
Yep. They're in the process of their reset.
All right.
There's
We need her back.
More stuff in there, but by she didn't say, but I think by the end of this week or middle of next week, everything will be all filled up and everything. Now, most of it won't be where you remembered it was.
They're going to redo it. Reshuffle. Yeah. Good.
Shuffle it up.
Well, we're rooting for her. God love her.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So we got Mr. Tyler Deitch in here tonight. Coach Deitch,
yep.
This is his third year with the Indians.
Third year, yep.
That's hard to believe, man.
I know. It's going fast. It's going real fast.
It is crazy. And we got a huge, not only is it the opener, it's exciting, and girls basketball just, it hits different around here, yep. You know, but we have a huge first opener.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So whenever we open up with St. Mary's next Friday, the 21st, we're also bringing back all 50 years of girls basketball history back into the house, and you know, showing our respect and to the history that, you know, has made this program what it is. Yep. And, you know, being able to recognize everybody that's played a part in that and kind of bridge what has been to what is now. And, you know, just bring everybody together and give everybody a chance to, you know, relive some of those memories.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have, and like you said, you know, it's just an invite to come up to the game. And then we're having a fun night at the bowling alley afterwards.
Yeah. Yep. A big social night at the bowling alley. We'll have Monte Carlo bowling and like a 50-50. And any money raised, a percentage of that will come back to the girls basketball team as well. So thanks to Miracle Lanes for the hospitality and being able to, you know, give back in the ways that they can. So, yeah, it should be a great time. So it'll start as soon as our game's over. We'll all flood over there and probably be out there till around midnight or so.
Stories will start.
Or later.
Oh, or later. I said or so.
Yeah. Or so.
That's right.
Yeah, well, we'll pray. We can.
Just add it.
Can you stay up past midnight anymore?
I did last Friday, and I didn't enjoy it.
Woke up at noon Saturday?
No, I slept 5 hours.
Ooh, yeah. Ew, that's not good.
That's all I could sleep.
Yeah,
I
know. So just out of curiosity, did anybody look up and try to get anybody from the first team?
Actually, that's where some of this stemmed from. There was somebody from the first girls team reached out to our athletic director, Amy Potcutter, and wanted to try to find something to, you know, bring everything together for being 50 years ago since girls basketball had started at Fort Recovery. And so she reached out to me, and we kind of talked about a couple things that we could do. Definitely bringing, like, finding a game that worked. Yep. So we're limited with playing a lot of games through the week. So being able to open up on a Friday night and be able to bring everybody in, you know, the week going into Thanksgiving, hopefully maybe some people will be back in the area that haven't been, or give them an excuse to, you know, get back.
And,
but yeah, so and we found that, and then just thinking maybe the game wasn't enough and let's do, you know, something afterwards. And we brought the bowling alley into it.
So how many of the first team can you name?
Joyce Hall.
Linda Wilson.
Jen Snyder.
Lisa Rammel,
probably. Yeah. Kim Painter.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
That's a hell of a guess.
Just guess.
Yeah. You got the list?
I might have. Those
first three you guys named, those were, if they could have had all the way up through young to senior, they would have been, they were incredibly good athletes.
Yeah, I got the first team picture here. So,
oh, this is great.
Awesome. We have Miss Hall in the back with Mary Beth Brunswick, Betty Wendell, Linda Wilson, Julie Timmerman.
Julie Timmerman.
Jenny Snyder.
Jen.
Terry Greeship, Jane Rammel, Martha Ranley, Kathy Wills, Cindy Brunswick, Eileen Timmerman, Joyce Hall, and Susan Anthony were the first part.
Susan Anthony. Ain't that
Sue good. Anthony never played basketball in her life.
Yeah.
There's no way she was on that team.
Huh. But she ended up, within 10 years, she was a weather girl up at Channel 35. I don't know. Yep. Or maybe up in Fort Wayne, maybe.
Fort Wayne, I think, or Lima. It was 35.
It was Lima.
I don't know. I have no idea where she is now, but that's...
That is really cool. I mean...
Yeah.
And you got a picture of that.
Yep, got that. Yep, found a... it looks like Linda Wilson sent that in to, Linda. To yep. us. So.
Linda will be there, guaranteed.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah, she lives in Bern?
Decatur, I think.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yep. She was in town, I'm going to say, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. I ran into him at Polanco Mexican Kitchen. Yep. She was with, man, I can't remember which Kanapke it is. Darn. One that was in her class, but I one of Tim Kanapke's sisters. I can't remember which one it is.
Are you, who's doing girls radio?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do home games.
You're not going to be down at the scores table?
I didn't do them last year. They got...
I'd do with you.
Yeah.
Yep. I've said something to Johan since he did it last year. He gets first shot, but then you can do the away games, too.
Some of them.
Yeah. Yep.
Hell yeah, we ain't got nothing. We're losers. Our wives hate us.
We're losers.
I'd love to have you guys there.
just your
I'll
wives
get you the
hate
bus schedule. You guys can ride the bus with us.
There we go.
You don't want us on a bus.
They'll throw us off.
If you want to really get people to hate you, be on the air.
Absolutely.
We get plenty of people loving and hating our football guys.
Yep. Tell you what, let's take a break, pay some bills, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the Indians 2025 season, which is right around the corner. Right after this, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Our Indians are still playing football, and the Hometown Huddle will bring you every play live. Our Indians took the 3-hour ride down to Pike County on Friday and beat the previously undefeated Eastern Eagles 38-6. They now move on to week 3 of the playoffs and will now take the much shorter trip over to Marion Local this Friday night to take on the Flyers, who have now won a state record 75 straight games. Our Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40. We've had great crowds for our first 2 playoff games, even with 2- and 3-hour road trips, so there's no excuse for not packing the stands at Maria Stein this Friday. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, WFRC, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Feeve, talking to Coach Deitch.
Yep.
We got a big opener next Friday night, Indians in St. Mary's. We're honoring 50 years of Indians basketball. It'll be a fun night, a lot of memories. Make sure you get your butt up there. The only way you cannot go to this game is if Fort Curry beats Marion Friday. And if we play Friday, we'll probably end up canceling anyway.
Then we'll cancel,
That would be my plan as well.
Yeah.
That'd be.
But then we'll figure it out, though.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We'll get that figured out.
Absolutely. So, Coach, it is a year three of basketball, Indian basketball. Indians coming off a 12-13 season, made it to district finals. A team that you have a lot of, you got a great nucleus back, but you lost a lot. You lost two good scorers and two kids that had the ball a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we lost our primary ball handler with Kennedy being our second leading scorer on the team and also one of our leading rebounders as well. So she did a lot for us last year. Carly, same thing, leading scorer, leading rebounder in the conference last year. So obviously there's a lot of opportunities for other girls to be able to step up and take some of those opportunities. And I think, we're pretty young into the season so far with volleyball taking as deep of a run as they did into the postseason. But I think we're at a pretty good spot to be able to do some pretty good stuff with, you know, girls in new roles.
You, numbers-wise, it looks like maybe a little bit of an increase?
We're at the same amount last year. Yep, we had 15 last year. Ended up losing one to a back surgery there in the middle of the year. Okay. A freshman with Kinley having back surgery there. But she's back, good to go, and, you know,
good.
Brought in five new freshmen.
Freshmen coming in, how they look?
Looking good.
So far,
looking
so
good. Yeah, I was one thing. All the way across the team, they get after it every single day. They are aggressive, and I mean there were multiple people that haven't been in our practices, but just walking through the school, like, have stopped me afterwards and said, "Sounds like you guys are really, you know, really getting after it in there." And that's, I mean, that's as good of a compliment as you can have 2 or 3 days into your season. So.
If you hear that horn out there, we have no idea what's going on. Somebody wants through. But so we
could be mine. Although I left my keys in my car.
It's the farthest down by the alley.
Oh, that's me.
Is that?
Is it?
That's your key there.
That could be good.
Somebody took care of it. I didn't see what kind of car or vehicle it was, but it was down almost to the old fire hall where Chad lives.
So we you know, you got some kids that really play hard, and it's going to be, you know, like you say, we got a lot of our scoring to replace, but we also have a couple kids that are the athletic ability of some of those kids. First of all, the Holman girl knows how to stick it in the hole. The Mullenkamp girl just works her absolute butt off.
Exactly.
And the Hillscamp girl, and we talked about that before the show started, that girl's athletic ability is out of this world.
Crazy.
Yep. I mean, potentially, I mean, she could do anything that really she wants to do.
Yeah.
The big thing with her is just being able to not try to do too much and just stay within herself and make sure she's doing the right things at the right time. And that's when good things really happen for her. And that's kind of like going back to her freshman year. She struggled starting out knowing that she had all the tools she needed. It was just she was trying to do too much. And then right around that Christmas break time of her freshman year, that's when she really started to pour it in. And I think she had a couple 16-point games her freshman year, kind of right around that time. And she kind of just started to click whenever she just let things come to her.
But she had 16-point games and 22-point JV games.
Yeah.
Remember that? She'd played two quarters of JV, steal the ball right down, make a layup about 9 times.
Yeah.
But when you look at her, Coach, and I sat there last year, and I'm like, I go crazy, okay, because, you know, I see her making fouls that But I look at you, and I'm like, you can't make that foul, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I look at you, and you're like, hey, that's what it's about. We got to hustle. We got to get after it. And I love the way you handle that. Because for a guy who, you know, I'm thinking, let the other team score before you make a foul.
Yeah.
Your philosophy is we play hard. Yep. And if you fight, you know, that's what I love about you. And I think that's why the kids love playing for you, because in the big picture of it, you just want them to get after it. And in your third year this year, the kids have shown you that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, especially with this junior class, having these six that are coming back for their third year. There's definitely a trust factor there that goes both ways. They know that I'm going to allow them to play free and play the way that they need to be, as long as they're doing that the hardest that they can and really doing things with the right purpose. I mean, there's a difference between going out and doing things for yourself versus trying to do things for your team, and just trying to find that balance with certain girls is a struggle at times, but as long as we can all keep reminding ourselves what, you know, the main goal is, and know that what's best for the team is going to be what's best for me, and that's where the growth really happens, and everybody kind of comes together around that.
Yeah. You kind of talked a little bit about maybe stepping up your defense and going full court, maybe impressing your, that's kind of been a thing we used to do a lot around here. You know, our girls were usually athletic, like I think you got this year, and Chase, and making up some offense maybe from steals on your defense, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. Something that we really want to do this year is make other teams do things that we don't think they're very good at. So if we can speed teams up and make them play faster than they want to, and keep them out of their normal rhythm and get them on the left side of the floor, I mean, we'll give a rush left-handed runner in the lane over a wide open three, just based on that principle. Yeah. So being able to really step and pick up the ball early, coming up in transition, and really forcing the offense to play in our system instead of just reacting to what they're doing is something that we're really trying to do this year.
So we open up next Friday, and we have yet to have a scrimmage, correct?
That's correct.
But we got one tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep. We're going down to Sydney Lehman. So we'll see what we have there. We've only had, you know, three practices really together as a team, with the volleyball team making the run that they did. Mm-hmm. But we've been able to put enough things in and just kind of rely on things that we've done in the past, and kind of tweak things here and there, and you know, just kind of keep growing, see where we're at. And this will be like a good first measuring stick to see what we can do the next 3 days in practice before our next scrimmage, and then you know, adjust things from there, and then it's game time.
Ain't that amazing? Staff-wise, Coach, you got a couple new faces.
Yep. Yeah, we got we brought Mandy back. Mandy Gerlach is back in a new role. She's not going to be our JV coach anymore, but she's going to be helping out more with the varsity team. Mm-hmm. And then with Coach Brent Niekamp's departure, we went a little younger than what he is. So
yeah, he's old.
He is. And I told him every day. He knows how I feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we brought in Allison Hughes. She played over at Parkway for a couple years ago, played 2 years over at Edison State, was a big leader over there, captain on their team over there. And, I mean, coaching's in her blood, basketball's in her blood. I coached her for 4 years over at Parkway before I came over here. So, really familiar with each other. She knows what we're trying to do. I know what kind of her plans and goals and aspirations are. So trying to, you know, empower her to be able to do that and give her, whatever experience I can to, you know, help keep things going.
And if we're ever a player short, man, we'd stick a uniform on.
Yeah. She's young enough. Yeah. I mean, she could fit in. She can fit in.
Yeah. The kids will absolutely love that girl.
Oh, yeah. Day one, you could tell there's a connection there. So that's good.
Good.
That's
good. So you got, and then your junior high coaches, who you got down there?
Yep. So we brought back same junior high coaches from last year. So we have Val Mollenkamp, or Val Alleg, and then Kendall Seifring as well. So they're staying with their group from last year. So Val is going to stick with the eighth graders again this year, and Kendall will handle the seventh graders. So, God bless them. That's right. Seventh grade.
Absolutely.
But the good thing is there's a lot of room for improvement. And just with the improvement that we saw over the course of the season last year with our junior high program is awesome to see. So, kudos to them. Really appreciate everything that they do for us. And, especially seeing the freshmen come up this year, being able to see where they were at as seventh graders into eighth graders and now with us and, potentially even being able to get some varsity time. So
good. You're year three, Coach. Are you still tomorrow have some nerves going? More fired up, more?
I've been so ready to get the season going our season started back almost a month ago now at this point, but we've really only had three, four practices with everybody together. So those first couple of weeks, although it was nice to get the girls that were in the gym in there, it was just like, especially as a group, as a coaching staff, it's like, where's everybody else at? And it just, kind of left a little bit of a hole there. But now that everybody's back, it's just kind of, we're ready to go and, ready to
fun to get that volleyball, get the girls up.
Yeah.
I remember in baseball, you wanted them to go as far as they could in basketball, but
absolutely.
Yep, 100%.
Absolutely. So it's really a big opener, and it's just going to be a fun Friday night with the Indians and the St. Mary's Rough Riders. St. Mary's always brings a solid team in.
Always good.
They'll be tough again. And when you look at the conference this year, Coach, and we talked a little bit, I think St. Henry's got a lot of Versailles. But the MAC is, once again, going to be really solid.
Yeah, which is, good. That's a good thing to be able to, have that level of competition to be able to play against every single week. Just continuing to improve ourselves and prove where we really belong in that conference. And then, use that as, a springboard into tournament and hopefully be able to make another tournament run that, goes even further than we did last year.
Well, and you're exactly right. Our expectations are to compete in the MAC, get better as the season rolls on, because when we go south, we have found in all sports, we can win some games down there.
Yeah, for sure. So, and that's another thing we're trying to do with our schedule is try to flip some of those other northern non-conference teams into some of the southern ones to, try to gain some familiarity with those guys, which for the most part, we haven't played any of those schools for years. So at least myself personally, I'm not very familiar with many of them. And this year we have Newton on the schedule, Houston on the schedule, Graham on the schedule.
Preble Shawnee.
Franklin Monroe, which we've played them the last few years. But trying to build some more of those and some less of the, I think Walpock is a team that we've dropped in the past. Yeah,
I think if I'm looking at the schedule, we start with the St. Mary's, then we got a week off, and then on the 28th, on Friday, that day after Thanksgiving, I guess, we got the Mississauga Valley Blackhawks coming to town, so that's another good one.
Yeah, for sure, and they're coming off of two really, really good seasons. They were at regionals the last two seasons. They have a new coach. They lost, one of the best players in the state, or at least down at our division.
No doubt.
Led the state in assists and, was top five in scoring. She was a great player. So to be able to see how they handle some of those change of roles as well will be interesting to see, especially with a new coach who has historically played very different style-wise than what Mississauga has been used to.
And they had a lot of success on the volleyball court as well, so they'll be a lot like us.
Right.
They'll just be getting at it, it'll be fun, I can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited, especially being able to open up back-to-back Friday nights and both of them at home, so hopefully we can, draw some big crowds out before the boys get their games going on Friday night.
So recapping, Coach, next Friday night, if you want a bowl and you want to reserve a lane, get a hold of you. Call the bowling alley. Call Corey 4274, or get a hold of Coach and they'll get you a lane lined up. But whatever you do, make sure after after that game, get up to the game, of course, for the opener, and then we all go to the bowl night and just reminisce. And
yeah,
and it's going to be a really fun opener.
Right. Yep. 100%. It'll be great.
Yep, and we'll continue to promote it right here on 4 Recovery Radio. There'll be a lot of listeners Friday night, and we'll make sure that we get that baby plugged a bunch. So
we appreciate it.
Coach, appreciate the heck out of you coming
up
here.
Good luck, buddy. Thanks for having me, yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And make sure we get you up here a couple times during the season.
Yeah, anytime. I'm gonna sneak you back up
here. All right, sounds real good. Let's take a break. Come right back. We are going to have the very own Fort Recovery Radio announcer of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hobbs calling in, so we'll be right back.
That's awesome.
Sports Talk presented by
The Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Season tickets for the 2025-2026 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys' season tickets will have until Friday, November 21st, to get the reserve seat season tickets. Starting Monday, November 24th, anyone not having a reserved seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserved seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserved seat area, they must also have a reserved seat season ticket because all lower-level seats are reserved season tickets. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Both girls' and boys' home games, adult tickets at the door will be $8 each, and student tickets at the door will be $7 each. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's pass for only $30, and that's good for both boys' and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. For the junior high games, they have an adult all-sports season pass for $25 and student season passes for $10, and those season passes are good for all boys' and girls' junior high home regular season games. For individual junior high games, adult tickets at the door are $5 and $4 for students. The basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And
yes, sir.
Beaver Eastern goes down.
Down goes the Beavers.
Unbelievable.
It's awesome.
Yep. They hadn't lost a season, a regular season game in 3 years. They're kind of the team to beat down in that area. And I was honestly pretty worried about that one.
I listened.
The Salina one.
I watched the game on Cincinnati YouTube.
I wasn't worried.
And those announcers were tremendous.
Yeah.
I loved them. I mean, they're just, you tell they're just young kids like we got.
Yeah.
But the way they, some of the things that they said, you know, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. And they were very complimentary of the Fort Recovery. And yeah, it was good.
We went out to the bowling alley. It was, I thought it was good. We didn't have no, they had no sound, though, but
yeah,
at least you could watch the game.
Yeah, it was a great pick. I mean,
yeah, it turned out good, I thought.
Now, I see this Friday night game is going to be on a McSobers.
McSobers got her?
Yeah, because they can't get Coldwater. Coldwater Tri Village is going to be a great game.
Oh, yeah.
Still thought of that. But that game is not on. They don't have a TV closed circuit.
Doesn't
so.
How about Danny?
No. So, Fort Kelly, Marion, we're going to travel to Marion Fee. And,
yeah.
And like we talked about, 41-7, first time we played them. They are Marion local. We've never came close to beating them.
Absolutely. They're good.
But he'll call if he.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's, I text never mind him, so he must be busy. So,
okay.
But it is Marion local, and what, I mean, what can you say about?
Exactly. I mean, they're going to block. They're going to tackle. You know, just they're not going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
We just got to go play our best game.
Yep.
I mean, go out there and the kids. I think the kids are going to be loose. And
oh yeah, you know, I agree with
nothing
you.
Nothing to be tight about. I mean,
no.
I think you got to go out there and just have fun and
yep.
Maybe do something crazy.
That's exactly right. What an opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, Marion local is on every. Every week they are on national about because they have the longest winning streak
exactly.
in the United States of America.
United States.
Neil, United States of America.
Yeah, longest current winning streak. Yep.
75 games they haven't lost.
That's incredible. And they're in the MAC. I mean,
yeah.
I think
yeah, it's not
people,
like they're playing
people,
Beaver Eastern.
Yeah, I mean, they see that 75. Yeah, well, they're just a little Division IV.
And school. They recruit, too.
Yeah.
Who are they going to recruit from?
Hey, you got grossed out on your North, on your Newark Catholic comment. There's people get a little pissed off at.
Oh. Yeah. Well, so how many of them are from Newark? And how many of them are Catholic?
Yeah. I mean, well, that lady said all of them.
Okay, well, I hope that's correct.
Yeah,
that's right. I really hope that's
She's
correct.
She's fired up. Do you see that?
Wait, I didn't see it. She's fired up.
I really do hope that's correct.
Yeah.
They got us in baseball, too.
They got,
they have a.
Neil said, and like Neil said, unbelievable that you take out New Bremen and St. Henry.
Yeah, that's.
And,
yeah.
It's hard, you know.
Back to back.
Hats off, back to back with, I hope that they're, you know.
Legit.
Yeah.
And legit.
He got some moms. I'd say he got some moms that were fired up.
We're happy.
My girls have all been together since eighth grade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I love it.
And some of them were from Akron, but still.
Yeah.
They made the trip down.
I do hope that they are all Newark and Catholic.
It was unbelievable how big they were.
Yeah,
three girls over 6'2".
Wow.
That's big girls.
They grown big at Akron wherever that is.
Newark is what? Is it like just north of Columbus?
I think it's east of Columbus.
East of Columbus.
I think it's straight east-ish.
Where was the Longenberger?
That was over there somewhere.
That's in that ballpark too, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what town it was. Now, if somebody said it, I'll go, oh yeah, but I can't remember where it was.
Where's Longenberger Baskets at? Hey, let's see who's check her out.
I'm too lazy to scoot over to the other computer and check.
Too much work.
Yeah, way too much work.
Longenberger. Longenberger.
There's not an N.
Longenberger Basket.
There you go. Okay.
Where do you think it's at?
If I thought I knew, I'd already said it. London.
London?
No.
I think that's close.
They're all out there. London's on this side of Columbus, I believe.
The building is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a big basket.
Didn't you play golf? Don't they have a golf
Eight
course?
Stories basket or something like that.
Actually, I think it is Newark.
Newark? Might be.
World's largest basket.
I think it's that direction anyway.
Hey, wait. Let's
I know
see
it's
we
not
got
far from there.
Ding. Somebody's got it.
Yep. Ooh. I can't believe you haven't found it yet, Bob.
I know.
It's Longenberger, not Longenberger, but...
Longenberger.
This is exciting sports we're talking here.
It is. Very exciting.
Excitement.
Nobody can hear us anyway. What's going on with our radio?
It is the things that go on with that is in your phone or your device. Chuck swears that our Our stream is perfect. It goes out there. My phone, when I'm at a game, I had it on all day today. Perfect. Okay. When I'm at a game, it cuts in and out.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Now, I thought it might have something to do with simulcasting. I don't know. Because we're on 107.3.
Yes, and we simulcast from that.
Yeah.
But Chuck says everything should be okay. He listens mostly to 107.3.
Yeah.
And I listen mostly to FortRecoveryRadio.com. But Chuck says that he'll listen to both streams, and they're always just fine. But he knows.
It's so incredible.
What a lot of people have go on is, and they don't know it, is if they don't have some way to delete all the files, all the apps that they have gone to over the last day or week or month or year, those are still running in the background using up the whatever the bandwidth or whatever it is. I'm not sure on all the technicalities, but I had of all people, Coach Hubbard said to me a couple of years ago, he said, I didn't know they played the game. He said, I was listening to it, and I don't know if it was a football game or something, something was rained out, or baseball or something. Anyway, so he tried to go back on. It was just music. But we were playing at that time, and I was listening to it and monitoring to make sure we're on the air, not necessarily hearing everything that was said, but just making sure we're on the air. And he said, all of a sudden, I see the score the next day, and I was listening while the game was on. It was just music. Yeah. But there was so, when you have a lot of apps running in the background, I'm trying to paraphrase Chuck's wisdom, and I don't know all the technicalities, but when there's stuff running in the background. Now, on my phone, I have a button I can push that deletes anything that I'm not using.
That you ain't using?
Yeah. So,
I don't know, but when it does it, it's always at an exciting point.
Yep.
You're just about ready to score, and all of a sudden,
well,
McDonald's put commercial. Come on. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's TuneIn. Do not use TuneIn.
Right, I'm off of TuneIn.
Yeah, TuneIn, 2 years, maybe three years ago, they started, they used to be great, and then all of a sudden they started playing national commercials right in the middle of.
Right, in the most exciting part of the game.
I can't remember what game it was, but it was the last minute of the close game.
We've had a couple of them. What is going on?
Oh, man. Yeah, that. And I said somebody said something to me, and I said, it can't do that. And they said, well, I was hearing them. And then the next night, must have been basketball season, I heard them, and I said something to Chuck. He said, yeah, TuneIn started doing that. And he says, there's nothing I can do about it.
Can't do nothing about it.
And so you want to listen to FortRecoveryRadio.com or FortRecoveryCommunityRadio.org.
Org.
Put that in your phone. Don't use our original app. Don't use TuneIn.
I got to get rid of it. I still got that in there. So you got to get rid of them apps.
Well,
TuneIn, I never turn it on, but.
Yeah. If it's running in the background, if you had it on and weren't able to turn it off, you might have 30, 50, 100 apps running in the background. And it'll slow down what you are able to receive. I don't understand it, but that's the way Chuck explained it to me. And when I got to a phone where I could eliminate that, it worked.
The big news tonight,
I mean,
there's a lot of big news stuff going on, but it is official, and I read it on Facebook, so that makes it official. The Sawyer Overman Ninja Park ground will be broke this spring.
Yes,
awesome.
That's what I'd like to hear.
And if you guys get a chance to go to the Sawyer Overman webpage, there's a great, that'll give you chills. It'll get your eyes misty talking about the whole deal, and it's just beautiful. And congrats to all those people.
Nobody gave up.
Congrats to the committee. Congrats to the town for getting that done.
I mean, when somebody said, Yeah, let's do the Ninja Park. Well, how are we going to raise the money?
How are we going to raise $1 million?
Well, I think at first they thought they might need $200,000 or $300,000. Then they got looking at it and got it. And they were saying, we'll do a wiffle ball tournament.
Yeah.
A wiffle ball tournament, raise $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
That's awesome. It's amazing. So happy for that group. And
yeah, they've been working hard.
Yeah,
they are crazy. Yeah. They will not let go of what that means to them. And you know, they had every opportunity to say, wow, that's a lot. I don't think we can do that. Let's try something else. And they said, nope, that's not going to happen.
And then the other big thing is a Christmas open house starts tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's fun.
Absolutely. And Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday's the big day. And I know that's fun to go uptown. It's packed. And
oh, yeah. Got the carriage rides.
And it's going to be a beautiful...
Should be a great weekend.
Absolutely highs beautiful. In the upper 50s.
Yeah.
I think Saturday's high 65.
Yeah. Yep. Looking forward to getting my grandkids in here.
Absolutely. We can't wait.
Yep.
Fort Recovery does it right. They have a great Christmas open house. They do. And
it's adding on like the 3 days.
Yeah.
It used to just be Sunday, but now they add on that 3 days, and it's kind of neat for the adults to go up, and they always have some drinks and stuff. And
I think Santa's here tomorrow night.
Santa's going to roll in.
Yep.
He's here Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
So, and I look forward to seeing Santa.
Probably going to the ball game Friday, otherwise.
I'll bet he is going too, probably. Yep.
I'm not sure which days he's here. Dresden is where they make the Longaberger baskets. And it is south of Newark.
All right. There you go.
Not very far south of Newark.
Yep. So, Fee, we got a big one. Let's Friday night head to Marion Local.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then we get ready for celebrate that. And if we do win, we will burn this town down.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will burn the town down.
Yeah. You know, we beat Marion Local in girls basketball. Weren't they number one that year? And we were okay. And we upset them.
Was that when Gail Krieg hit that three at Coldwater?
I think it might have been.
Remember Big P said if he was doing a game on the radio and he told everybody in the third quarter, get whatever you're doing in Fort Recovery, stop it and get your butts to
Coldwater. This thing's happening. It's an upset.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That was awesome.
The Big P. Oh, man.
A big P.
Man, I miss that guy.
Yeah. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
McNeil, the owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio. I am Bob Stoller. Thanks to Coach Deitch for coming in.
Yeah, Coach Deitch, good luck this year, buddy.
Bobby must have been busy. I talked to him today. He called in.
Yeah, he called me, too.
Him and Jackson come to the game Friday night, he thinks, so he wanted to hook up.
Right?
So, so I told him, I said, let us know. Maybe we'll get a pizza or something afterwards.
Yeah. And in honor of Jeff Hobbs and Bill Overla, who about 5 years ago announced the football game from the stands in a sleet storm.
Yep.
We are announcing from the stands.
All right.
Yep. All right. Yep.
That's not really an honor of that. They only had one spot for
us. I know where to put you.
They have WOSN and WPG or WCSM, PG. I don't know if they're going to be able
them
to get
boys,
there.
Young boys, they can handle that.
I texted them. I said, you guys decide. We have a spot, but we might be able to get two people in. We're not allowed to have three. So they
set it up on our side and put it in stands, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. And
that's perfect.
Yep. We've done that two or three times over there already. And
I sat in the stands one, and I watched Will Holman have 8 million yards rushing against St. Henry.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
It was fabulous.
Yeah. And I think that was when I bought all the posts and all that stuff and set up a thing and the heater was working on one of the two burners and
we couldn't get anything to work.
So I have propane heaters this time, but it won't be 30 degrees with a wind and hailstorm. It's going to be probably around 45 to 50 degrees at the end of the game.
Perfect.
And as of the other day, not much wind.
Nope. And it's going to be a great night for football.
Yep. It will be a great night.
Yes, it will.
Another neat thing. How about new manager of the San Diego Padres.
Hey, oh, Greg Stamen, ain't that neat? Yeah, yeah, that's neater now.
Well, he's useless if you look at some of their...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I bet they were like, "What? Who's this guy?"
Yeah.
He will be fabulous.
He'll do a great job.
His character is going to be unreal. So yep.
Jack said he went from coaching his grandson's van to Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis. Right. Yeah, that's what it was.
Funny. That's funny. Good luck for him.
Absolutely.
I love it.
That's right. Hey, my good friend Fee, we will see you Friday night at Marion Local.
Yeah, but let's get a win.
Be there.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.